Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome one and all to my Real Country for this week. Now, don't forget, you can call me on my request line anytime. Pick up the phone, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, on the show this week, quite a few very impressive things, including something new from Star Wars fan Bob Corbett, which incidentally has nothing to do with Star Wars at all. Also, new music from linguistic queen Kacey Musgraves. And remember Jessie's Girl, the song? Well, I've got a cool tune featuring Rick Springfield and Craig Heath. There's also my chat with Lee Kernaghan about his amazing new album, Spirit of the Anzacs, and a very special country version of Nicki Minaj's Anaconda. Pretty impressive if you ask me. So let's kick it off with Jetty Rhodes' latest single. It's having some great chart success, and I absolutely love it, as does the Real Country Office. This is What We Did Last Night, kicking off Real Country this week.
Baby! the sweet taste of home. Gonna give you back every mile that I roam. Heart and soul, cruise control.
Hands, new from the Bob Corbett Band. Now to something new from Kacey Musgrave. She came to Australia to do some shows and it was her first time here. And obviously she has heard of my love of baked goods, especially biscuits. This is the new single from Kacey Musgraves.
Gravy. did my yard ain't gonna make yours any greener, and I wouldn't know about the rocks in your shoes. So I'll just do me, and honey, you can just do you.
So.
Hey folks, this is Bob Corbett here, 2012 Toyota StarMaker winner. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
If you don't like the way we choose to run our race, you lucky bastard, you're allowed to state your case. 'Cause I know that I'm living in a lucky country. Your sons and daughters are all living in a lucky country.
We're Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Still to come, my chat with A Thousand Horses and a country version of Anaconda, all on the way. Now, this next guy has a mind-blowing list of awards and hit albums, but Lee Kernaghan has really challenged himself with one of his biggest, boldest, most Australian projects yet. And it worked out a treat. I chat to Lee Kernaghan about his latest album, Spirit of the Anzacs. Lee Kernaghan, how are you?
I'm real good, Ben. Great to talk to you, mate.
What an album.
It's the biggest album project I've ever had anything to do with in my life. We've been researching it for some years now, and it's been 18 months in the production. And it was a huge challenge to encompass or encapsulate 100 years of Anzac history into, you know, one album worth of music.
What you've done with the album is you've articulated not only the Australian story, but also the stories of many others in relation to the Anzac legend. Was there another burning desire with the Anzac story that led you to do this so passionately?
I think what really lit a passionate fire inside of me and my co-writers, Garth Porter and Colin Buchanan, was reading the letters from the diggers across 100 years of Anzac history. And every song on this album is a true story, and the songs are all based on the personal recollections, the diary entries, and the letters from the diggers themselves, and often from the trenches and the front line.
As part of the whole writing experience, you were given unique access to the Australian War Memorial Archive. I mean, you've seen and experienced stuff that most of us don't have an opportunity to. So what was that like, and how did that progress your passion for, you know, the Anzac spirit in Australia?
Well, you know, that archive is open to the public, and you can actually go in there, and, you know, you'll need to, if you want to look at some of the letters, you'll need to put gloves on and be under the guidance of their experts and caretakers. they did form the basis of the album, the letters. And, you know, some of those letters are quite lengthy. The one about Passchendaele was written by Private Leonard Hart from the New Zealand infantry. And it was a 40-page letter to home there that... that documented in graphic detail what was happening in the battlefields in that battle in World War One. That was a song that was particularly close to Garth Porter's heart, because he, being born in Hamilton, New Zealand, it was important that to him and to all of us that, you know, the NZ in ANZAC, you know, figured proudly amongst all of the songs.
I can only imagine, after you've had that experience, just sitting down in a room with Colin Buchanan and Garth Porter and yourself, just going, where do we start? How did the dynamic work in that room? How did the stories come up?
I think that when we read the letters, and there was, you know, scores of them that we went through, they seemed to speak to us in a pretty poignant and profound way, and almost, you know, cried out to be turned into songs. And so we were really sensitive in so much as we wanted to honour these brave men and women in a way that was fitting. And we spent, you know, an enormous amount of time work crafting the songs, and wherever possible, we use their words, not our words, in the lyric.
There's a lot of other voices in this project other than your own. There's been a lot of support from some really wonderful artists.
There's people like Guy Sebastian, Jessica Malboy, John Stevens, Megan Washington, Lisa McCune, and a particularly poignant song from Sarah Storer called Song for Grace.
You know, Song for Grace, because that's track 3 on the album, I haven't been able to get through the track without tearing up.
It's about a young girl whose name is Grace, a teenage girl, farewelling her brothers as they head off to World War One. And so I asked Ted, who was Grace? And he said, Lee, Grace was my mother, and the three boys were my uncles.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, the gravity of these songs is unlike anything I've ever recorded.
The album Spirit of the Anzacs is available now, featuring Lee Kernaghan and special guests. It's available for download and also where all good music is sold. Again, thank you so much, Lee Kernaghan, and I just really, really love and appreciate your passion for this country. Thank you so much.
Thanks, mate.
He's a drover drifting over western plains. He's a city lad, a clock down Flinders Lane. They're in the trenches at Lone Pine and on the Flanders firing line, a wheeling band of ordinary men. He's all of them, he's one of them.
Vietnam, they're on patrol in Oriskam. daughters rising to the call.
She's all of them, she's one of us, born beneath the Southern Cross. Oh, side by side, we say,
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I was a girl of 13 when my brothers went off to the war. Martin and Robert and Jack as away from the door. I thought, who in the world could have brothers as handsome as they? Australian light horsemen, I see their proud figures today. Our parents were Irish with no love for England at all. But their sons were Australians and each bravely answered the call. In their turned up slouch hats and their feathers and leggings and spurs, the empire, as much as my mother knew, these sons were hers. And at the going down of the sun and in the morning, I will remember them. I can't forget. His first camel ride. And look at young Bobby in London here crossing the Strand. And Martin rides mum and dad, life in the army is grand. About our darling Jack, I had the terrible task of breaking the news to my dad. With our old driver horse punch, my father was plowing the land. I ran to the paddock, the telegram clutched in my hand. The Irishman read it, said, "Thank you, now leave me alone." Going back to the house, help your mother, she's there on her own. He called, "Stand up now, punch, we have to get on with this job." But I saw his slumped shoulders and I heard his heart-rending sob. And at the going down of the sun and in the morning, I will remember them, I can't forget. And at the going down of the sun and in the morning,
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
A truly amazing album that every history buff and every Australian must buy. Lee Kernaghan's Spirit of the Anzacs is out now. Unheard and Unsigned is our next segment, and it's all about establishing and emerging indie artists. And this is their time to shine. If you want your track here, all you need to do is head to realcountrymix.com and follow the links. Now, do you remember a track from the 80s called Jesse's Girl? It was by an artist called Rick Springfield, who oddly enough features in our next track by indie artist Craig Heath. The track is called All Because of You. Here it is on Real Country.
Under the falling sky, suddenly my world came crashing down. I couldn't see the light, all alone with no way to be found. Yet I went all the way down. So far I couldn't see, everywhere there were walls in front of me. Please get me out, I was crying out down on free. True love is waiting for you somewhere. You gotta believe
it'll arrive
just in time and bring you back to life.
I was lost on a long and lonely ride, looking for the other side, but I couldn't find the faith to make it through. And I had up. It's when you save me with your love. Now I'm everything I am because of you.
Oh, because of you. Well, you are the reason why I'm standing here today on higher ground. I saw a little light, I reached out my hand and it was you pulling me through. True love is waiting for you somewhere.
Well, you gotta believe
he'll arrive just in time and bring you back to life.
I was lost on a long and lonely ride, looking for the side, but I couldn't find the faith to make it true.
It's when you save me with your love. Now I'm everything I am because of you. But I couldn't find the faith to make it through. And I had all but given up. It's when you saved me with your love. Now I'm everything I am because of you.
Enjoying the show? Good, me too. Now, if you would like another copy of the show, you'd like to share it with your friends, or you'd like to be the life of any party and play Real Country, or this episode of Real Country at the party, I think you'd be just the talk of the town. It'd be great. Well, I've done all the hard work for you. All you need to do is head to iTunes, Stitcher, or even TuneIn, and do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and you will locate our podcast. It is free for you to download. All you need to do is click download and subscribe after you've found us on iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. It is absolutely free, and you will be the most popular, the coolest person in your social circle if you do that. Maybe I'm lying a little bit, but there's only one way to find out. So head to iTunes, Stitcher, or tune in and do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Then click download and subscribe, and you'll never miss an episode of Real Country ever again. Now, after the break, your request in social country, and we continue to gallop along as I chat with a thousand horses. Obviously not individually, because that'd take a little bit more time than we've got, but more of a collective chat, and with the head horse, maybe. Anyway, it's all happening right after this.
G'day everyone, this is Lee Kernighan here, and all the boys from the bush and all the girls from the bush, tune in to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. It's Australia's number one show in country.
He's all a man, he's one of us, born beneath the Southern Cross.
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news as well. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments, give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. behindthewheel.com.au, where motoring starts.
I wish you were a cowboy. You'd run off into a sunset with your restless soul and no regrets.
Hi, this is Christy Lamb, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
When you said you love me, I know it's just a lie.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. Now, for all things country, be sure to head to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, my favourite part of the show, it is indeed social country. It's your chance to tell me what you want to hear. It's your requests. And how do you tell me, I hear you ask? Well, it's incredibly simple. All you need to do is pick up the phone and give me a call on our request line. 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. You can also find us and respond to one of our posts, or you can send me a message or do whatever on social media as well. Facebook.com/Real Country is where we're at, or you can find us on Twitter at Real Country Mix, or on Google Plus, or you can just head to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, let's go to the hotline.
Hey, g'day, it's Jared here from Victor Harbour. I'd like to request Dirk's Bentley. What was I thinking, please? Thank you.
Thanks, Jared. An oldie but a goodie. And if you get to see the video clip, you'll find a very, very young Dirks Bentley who probably looks back at his early clips as we all look back at our own early work. And the one phrase that comes to mind, What Was I Thinking?
Beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? To kill tattoo, tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Now again, if you want your requests on Social Country, all you need to do is head to Facebook, facebook.com/realcountry, and you can respond to one of our posts, or you can send me a message there, or you can even find us on Twitter if you're a Twitterer, at Real Country Mix, or pick up the phone, 1-300-929-516, that is 1-300-929-516, or send me an email via the website, which incidentally also has all of the links required to participate in Social Country. Now, Belinda, all the way from Launceston in Tasmania, has a hankering for Busby Moreau. This is from their Farewell Fitzroy album, and I quite like it too, Belinda. This is Get You Out of Here, top choice.
I screamed your name out to the top of the night. You said, do you think you could hear a sound with no one inside? Turned on the weather, joined up the stars and the clouds. You said, tonight is a night that great stories are written about. And all you need to know, I'll get you out of here. All you need to know, keep me in line. And as hard as it seems, we will be there one step at a time. And all you need to know, I'll get you out of here. All you need to know, sail to south. Before you leave the shores, I'll be there building our own treehouse. And I'll scream your name out to the top of the night. And you'll say, do you think you could hear a sound with no one inside? And all you need to know,
as I mentioned last week, I'm taking Real Country to Ireland, Germany and France to say g'day to some of our listeners over there. Now, I would absolutely love to hear from Real Country listeners in Ireland, Germany and France. I need some tour guides and also someone to have dinner with when I'm over there. So if that's you, send me a message via our Facebook page or head to our website, realcountrymix.com. And let me know which part of Ireland, Germany and France you're in, and we'll see if we can make it happen. Anyway, after the break, 1,000 horses and a country version of Anaconda, so stick around.
Hey guys, this is Liam Brew. You're hanging out with my good mate. This is Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I should have run faster than a bullet shot out in the heat of the fight. Faster than a race car trying to get to the finish line.
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. Now, for all things country, go to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, persistence certainly does pay, particularly if you have the determination of 1,000 horses. I'm talking about the band, of course. They've got their new single, Smoke, that's been just released and is charting really well, and they're getting some great traction in the States. And I caught up with them to see if they could offer some tips on overcoming obstacles that present themselves in your musical path.
Every band and every artist has obstacles they have to maneuver through in pursuing a musical career. We've had ours, from losing our first major label deal and our management and booking and then having to rebuild into where we are now. You try not to ever have moments of doubt in those situations, and you just kind of strive to head forward and maneuver around the obstacles. I can't say that we ever thought we were going to quit. It's kind of in our blood. It's what we do, and it's the only thing we know how to do. So we would never give that up just because of one failure.
That was 1,000 Horses with their new single, Smoke. Now, on to Nicki Minaj. She put out quite a successful song called Anaconda, and nothing improves a soulless pop song more than inserting some country, or in this case, vintage bluegrass. This is Postmodern Jukebox with their unique version of Anaconda that I actually like better than the original.
Big dope deal, the money he was getting. da dun dun. My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. This dude named Michael used to ride motorcycles. He was bigger than a tower. I ain't talking about Michaels. He was a real country man. Let me play with his rifle. I put him to sleep, and now he calling me Nyquil. Now that bang, 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 I let him hit it like working on the chain gang. Me growing crops like his name Romaine. And when we done, I make him buy me Balmain. I'm on some dumb shit. By the way, what do you say? I ain't missing no meals. I come through and hit him in my automobile. He can eat it with his grills. Keep telling me to chill. Dum da da dum dum.
That's your lot for the week, and don't forget that you can download the podcast of this show free on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher by simply doing a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then clicking download and subscribe. I'd also love you to continue the country conversation with me on social media, and you can find the show on Facebook at facebook.com/realcountry and also on Twitter at Real Country Mix. Or if it's all too much, don't stress, just head to the website realcountrymix.com. You'll find all of the links that you need there. And don't forget, as I mentioned earlier, if you're listening from Ireland, Germany, or France, I would absolutely love to hear from you in preparation for my Real Country tour. Anyway, make sure you tune in next week on the same station at the same time, where I'll be bringing you a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news as well. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments, give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. behindthewheel.com.au, where motoring starts.